And that.
Good morning. We are live and recording in chambers. Can you hear us?
Now I hear you. Yes, sir.
Yes, we can
Terrific.
hear you.
Good morning. This is Lourdes from the Chambers. Welcome
Morning,
to the
Lourdes.
Design Review Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have two items on the agenda this morning, and Mr. Guerra, we do have a quorum. Mr. Baena, we have quorum.
Okay.
Yep, we have more than four, so
Do we have the applicant also in the call?
I'm sorry, the applicants are here in the chambers, and I was just looking at the participants here on the monitor. I was looking for Mark Alvarez, which I don't see here yet.
Do we have a camera of the chambers?
I'm sure we do. When they come up to the podium, there's probably a camera in that direction.
Should I get started then?
There he goes.
Thank you.
I want to request we give Mark Alvarez a minute. He's trying to log on or something. He's talking to
Okay.
Marcus. Give him a second.
No rush.
Thank you. The two items that if you've noticed on the agenda, they're by the same applicant. So thank you. Good morning, Alex. I see you nodding your head. Thank you. Glad somebody's listening. And Angel's via Zoom, not sitting here next to me this morning. I noticed that as well. So
Lourdes, we always listen to you.
I know you do.
I get this.
No. Yeah.
Mariano, there was a fox at my door last night.
A what?
A fox.
Oh, I have it in my house too.
I
And
got.
even a raccoon was scratching on my door.
I had a notification on my ring, and I looked at there's a fox standing there.
Well, at least you get to see them. It's just like when we drive to Naples or Marco Island, they keep saying, watch out for the panther. And we have a standard joke in my family, because for 25, 30 years, I've never seen a panther. So every time we get to that curb, I go, look, look, especially my granddaughter, look, there he is. He's pushing the button to cross the street. Look, look, he's pushing the button to cross the street, because I've never seen him. So
Okay. We're I'm
it's
sorry to interrupt you, board member. We're ready whenever you are.
okay, good. Let's go.
excellent. Okay, so I can get started.
Yes, you can, sir.
Perfect. Okay, let's call this meeting to order. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
Allegiance to the flag
to the flag of the United States of
of America,
and to the
to the
Republic
Republic
for which it
for which it
stands,
stands, one
one
nation,
nation under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty and
liberty and
justice for all.
justice for all.
Let's do a roll call. Begin with city staff.
Lourdes Cabrera.
Marcus Lightfoot.
Alex Uribe from the City Attorney's Office.
Okay.
Basu here.
Mariana Corral, landscape architect. Christian Rodriguez.
And
Daniel Guerra.
I have your bio now.
And Mr. Lopez too?
You got it. Is you're muted.
I'm sorry, yes. Angel here, architect.
Perfect. Please swear your name.
Mr. All right. I'm not sure if Sean G, who's on here, would like to speak, but if you would like to provide testimony, I would need you to turn your camera on and unmute your microphone. But I also know that staff is there, or the applicant is there in the chamber. So I will ask if everybody who's going to give testimony, please raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Start with the first application.
Yeah, so the first item is PB-2025-009, the applicant's DNA 2012 LLC for the property located at 6240 Southwest 65th Avenue. The request is for a variance for lot sizes for the frontage of the lot. This item goes hand in hand with the second item. So I don't know if you wanted me to read that one in too, or you would rather wait. It's your choice, Chair.
I think we can do it together.
Okay. The second item is PB-2025-010. Once again, the applicant is DNA 2012 LLC. Location again is 6240 Southwest 65th Avenue. And this application is for the request of a tentative plat. The two projects go hand in hand, as one of the main constraints of a tentative plat is that you have to meet the minimum lot size and frontage for the district with this property resides in, which would be RS3, which is a low density single family residential. The applicant is requesting a variance of frontage for two of the three lots that they want to create. The first one, lot one, would be a variance of 25 feet. The second one would be a variance of 41.71, I believe.
44.71.
Okay, 44.71, I apologize. And the third lot would comply with the frontage requirement, which the minimum requirement is 75-foot frontage for RS3. Staff has reviewed the request. This review was a joint review between myself and Mr. Mark Alvarez as a Corradino group. Unfortunately, Mr. Alvarez is unable to be with us today. But we reviewed the request and found that it complied with our hardship statements. Therefore, staff has recommended approval for the variance for the tentative plat. We're recommending approval for the plat as well. There are a couple of things that they need to pay attention to, like we have provision regarding trees, provision that you can't remove specimen trees and you have to maintain 50% canopy on the site, as well as other issues that we saw that they need to be resolved prior to going to commission. I'm available for comment, and the applicant is available if you would like them to do any type of presentation. I can put the conceptual site plan on the screen for you, for the board to see, as well as to TPLAT. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Just for the record, and that we're clear, since we typically, or actually this is the first time we get, before the design review board, that we get variance requests and tentative plats. As you know, that's part of the new procedure. Also, the design of the three homes will come before you with the dimensional, meeting dimensional requirements, not just for the lot as we're reviewing today, under section 23.5H, two-story single families. That design, the building design, will come at a later date. They're not up for review today. Just want to be clear on that. Thank you. And welcome to the design review board.
And one last thing, Chair, I will need two separate votes with clear conditions that you guys, that the board agrees upon for the both of these items. Thank you.
Gotcha. We understand.
Okay.
I'm up. Good morning, Sergio Porinos with City Consulting, Inc. Address 261 Navarre Avenue, Coral Gables, Florida. First and foremost, good morning. I see all faces that I used to see a lot often than lately, Mr. Surrata Basu, I haven't seen you in such a long time. Good morning to all of you. And also I'd like to thank staff for their support, and they've been wonderful from day one. This has been somewhat of a little lengthy process because as you would guess, we've been between the city and the county for a number of reasons, this being a T-plat. So we wanted to confirm with them that by the time we reach you as a city, they would have all their comments addressed before we come back to them. So we wanted to bring to you a plat that we had the least amount of comments possible from Dade County so that it will remain intact all the way through the process. Having said that, and the plat that we submitted, I would like to make a clarification. It shows an easement. The original plan that we submitted, it shows an easement with a dedication, the 25-foot dedication all the way through in front of lots 1, 2, and 3.
Somebody please share the screen again.
Okay, let me try again. I thought I was sharing it already. Let me try again.
But it's sharing a sound system.
Really? Okay. Give me one second.
Thank you.
Give him a second because the site plan. I could see it at my end, the site plan, but maybe.
Do you see it now?
I see it, but they need to see it.
I can see it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Was I the only one looking at the mixer, or was it?
No, what happened is I moved it over. We have two screens for audio visual, and I had it on a different screen. I moved it over so everybody in the room could see it, and I guess it.
Gotcha. We're good.
So that easement, that access easement, it is an access easement, but it's also per the city, when one of our meetings, the director requested, if at all possible, that we would dedicate that for any future access. If the lots to the west ever developed, what we're proposing today still shows that easement, but the dedication is something that Miami-Dade County has forcefully said that they would not support, for the record. So that's where we stand today. Everything else remains the same. And then I would like to go over a couple of items that we wanted, housekeeping items in terms of the conditions that were placed as a matter of, and by the way, thank you for that recommendation. As staff have mentioned, we do meet all the area and bulk requirements of the Land Development Code. Our lots exceed your minimum requirements by quite a bit. The smaller lot is over 12,000 square feet. 15,289. That's the largest lot measured by, followed by 11,972. And the third lot is 12,123 square feet. So based on the arrangement, the geometry, what you have before you, the variances apply to, as staff mentioned, one is for the flag lot, which was the original variance that we had, but then we added another. But the flat lot only fronts technically 25 feet because of its geometry. It only shows that 25 foot to access the parcel. Then you have the lot number two fronts 44.71 because some of that exposure that you have on that easement, access easement, would be part of lot one. If you have any questions as I go through this, please.
Could you share the color rendering of the plat? I think is a little bit more
Yeah.
descriptive.
Yeah. That's more clear. Yeah.
Yeah, this is much better.
Okay. You mentioned in your report that your first condition deals with the fact that we have to show the correct frontages. Those are the ones that I just described. Is there anything in addition to that that you would like us to do?
No, it was just the frontage, because on lot under conceptual plan, if you look at the zoning legend, it says lot 2 is a frontage of 105 and lot 3 is a frontage of 107.
They need to be consistent.
They need to be consistent with the variance.
Yeah, it's just that between one, we had several conversations about this and that evolved a little bit. Yes, okay. Do you also require that the owner, an owner's affidavit that the site is free from any declarations of restricted covenants, et cetera? Do you have a specific format that we should use?
I do not, but I can share with you once we're finished with the meeting.
Okay.
What other applicants have submitted. And this is just a land development code requirement.
Okay. Regarding the condition number 4, that all encroachments shall be addressed prior to final plat approval, I understand that, but which encroachments are you referring to?
If you look at it's actually, some of it is shown on this conceptual plan. If you look at the northern part of lot 1, that wall encroaches from the neighboring property onto this one.
Okay.
There's that. And of course, once if this is approved, the fence that's into the easement that you're proposing will have to be addressed too, obviously.
Okay. All right. Now, regarding the plantings, we want to retain as many trees, especially specimen trees and all the canopy that we can get. But please be mindful that in order to build this home, some of these trees, we are planning to relocate 100%, or replace that same canopy with the same canopy but new trees.
So the code states that that all specimen trees have to be retained for I believe at least 6 years. We've allowed people to relocate specimen trees.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't remove them, and you do have some invasive trees on the list. Those do not count towards that 50%. We require that you remove invasives, and then you just can't fall below that 50% total requirement. So you can obviously replant to get you back up to that requirement if you should happen to fall below.
Okay, we'll work with you. We'll
That's
bring
fine.
In an arborist and make sure that we do what needs to be done.
That's
to,
fine.
In order to relocate them. We'll take it from there, but that just be my, we'll work with you on that, because it's it's quite a... Maybe an issue, I don't know. Other than that, I mentioned the issue with the right-of-way dedication that the county does not, wouldn't approve it. We try, because we knew that the city, Surami was interested in for us to do that, but it didn't go far, so. With that, if you have any questions, those are all the comments that you had. You have anything else then? Oh, by the way, with me is the property owner. So I thank you again. You've been wonderful. We're looking forward to the remainder of the process, which would take 2 more steps, I believe. Well, probably more, because we will have to come back and get all the prior to recording the manager's and the commission endorsement.
Yeah, so for everybody, the board members and staff and the applicant, this process for tentative plat and variance require 2 additional hearings apiece with the planning board and city commission. If the commission should approve the variance and the plat, then it would go to Dade County for their plat committee. They'll obtain, if Dade County approves it, they'll get a notice of action.
Mm-hmm.
And then the applicant will have to come back to the city for final plat approval. The variance is only, the variance will be done. If the commission approves it,
One item that I wanted to talk about. One of your conditions, I believe, is you you are restricting the variance, you're sunsetting it to a term of a year if no permits are pulled or something like that.
That's standard. That's in our land development code. The commission can set a longer time frame, but that's
be mindful that these things take some time and
that would be a discussion you should have with the commission when the time comes, or so that they can provide a longer time frame, because that's what the land development code states. That's not a condition for me. Standard regulation in our code.
Understood.
That's why there's a provision that says unless the commission extends it for further.
We will be requesting that, because number one, if you grant a variance,
I totally understand where
that would define the geometry of a plat. Once the plat is approved and recorded, that goes along. It's not only it's a legal question. How do you void that and not the plat? Because the plat reflects the variance.
Mm-hmm.
And it will have notes on that plat, alluding to the resolution that approved that variance.
That would be more of a legal question.
So let me clarify how it would work, right? The variance here requested here is about frontage, and that frontage is a trait on the plat, right? So the variance needs to be active. You need to have your variance needs to be valid, cannot have been expired by the time that the plat gets recorded. Once the plat gets recorded, right, your variance is vested as long as it was valid at the time. That's why you need to request it, the extended time, as Marcus mentioned, from the city commission, to make sure that you have all the time that you need to get your plat fully reviewed and recorded. And as long as you do that while the variance is active, if the variance is approved, you'll be fine.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for clarification.
You're welcome.
For clarifying that, Alex. That was a point that I wanted to bring in. Any other questions? You have any other comments?
One other thing, just to give you a FYI, you do have the ability, if say you get that extension and you're still running out of time, you can request an extension of variance. But the code says, now this code section is Land Development Code Section 20-5.9, B as in Bravo. Extension of variance approvals for affirmative votes for the city commission may grant an extension to a previously approved variance if a proper and timely request is made by the applicant prior to the expiration of the 1 year period. Just so you know, the LTC section I mentioned about the time frame, it's A as an alpha of that same section, and it states a variance approved pursuant to section 20-5.5 shall lapse after 1 year of no building permit has been applied for in accordance with the request for such variance, and if the city commission has not specified a longer approval period for good cause shown. That's the code section that's referenced. So it's not a condition of staff. It's in our zoning code.
It's a code requirement. Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
Thank you. Does that conclude the presentation, or is somebody else going to speak on the project?
Unless you have any questions, we're done.
All right. Thank you. Okay, let's start with a public comment. If there's anybody in chambers who'd like to speak.
There's nobody in chambers but staff and the applicant.
Thank you. Let's go with the board members. Angelo, you want to go first?
I just wanted to clarify that on the recommendation notes here, says the variance approval shall last.
If I may, 1 second. I'm sorry, Angel. If I may, 1 second. I did see Sean G. He unmuted himself and swore in. I just want to make sure he's not a member of the public that wants to speak before we get in there.
I guess yes, Sean Gorman. I'm actually the neighbor below in the not subdivided lot next door. So more just here for information. And just to kind of better understand the project next door, just a quick clarifying question: the road that's being proposed, Is that a public road or a private road? And the reason I ask is because this might be something that we've considered as well, maybe some development at some point in the future on our lot there. So just kind of better trying to better understand how these two lots kind of may work together.
So I'm gonna have to ask you to talk with staff after this application is decided and after this is through to get those specifics. This is just it's just a comment period, so it's not a Q&A. So you can direct that to staff once this application goes through.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
I apologize.
No worries. Thank you. Ali. Appreciate it. You want to go ahead, Angel?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to point out that in the staff recommendation here, in the verbiage, I see it says a variance approval shall lapse after one, but it doesn't say year. I know it's in the code, so we have to abide by it, but I just don't know if you want to be more specific and add the word year there. If no building permit has been applied for. My second question is, can you elaborate a little bit on why the county didn't approve the roadway dedication?
Yes. I have an email from Raul Pino, the head of that section and their response was the proposed road, a combination of ingress, egress, and future road dedications is not acceptable. A 25-foot ingress, egress easement will be an acceptable solution. That was in writing what their response was. You had some additional, my client actually had more conversations with Raul, so.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jerry Aguirre. I just want to first take a second and thank you all for your time this morning. For your question, so the reason why the county was not supportive of that dedication is because the thought was, as you can see a little south to our property, there was a roadway there that was abandoned, I think, in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. And so when we met with staff here, they had suggested that we, you know, have a dedication so it connects through to the property next to us west. The problem with that is that you'd have two 90-degree turns, I think like less than 20 feet. So one, you know, the county just wasn't okay with that. They saw that it wasn't feasible to attach to the two streets. So that's why Raul Pino and Leo were both against the dedication and the connection of the two streets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all for me.
Thank you. Christian, would you like to comment?
Yeah. My thoughts is staff did a good job as far as presenting us all the information that we really need in regards to the variance, including the other lots in the area that kind of have a shorter frontage as well. So I have no comments.
Thank you, Christian. So, Brad?
Okay. Sergio, good to see you, Sergio.
Likewise.
I see that I'm looking at the tentative plat and the colored rendering here. Seeing some differences between the two, the tentative plat shows lot number one as the flag lot, and lot number two and three being lots fronting the 25 feet private easement or access easement. But in the colored rendering, I see lot number three is facing the easement. Lot number two has shortened frontage. And lot number one is the flag lot coming out almost to the middle of the lot number two. Am I reading it correctly, or what's happening here?
You're reading it correctly.
Yes. Those were the corrections that staff have mentioned that we have to make sure they're both the same. As I said, we went back and forward a number of times, and there's some minor discrepancies mm-hmm. between the two drawings. This was mainly conceptual. We paid more attention, obviously, to the T-plat, but we will make sure that dimensionally they're exactly the same. And the front edges are exactly the same dimension.
The T-flat is what we're really looking at, correct?
I'm sorry?
The T-flat is what you're proposing.
Yes.
So the lot 2 and 3 do not have any variance in terms of frontage. Because the variance table...
Lot 2 does.
Yeah, the variance is for lot 1 and lot 2.
The minimum requirement is 75 feet, and the lot 2 fronts. It looks like it's more, but only because the lot 1 is a flat lot, it rubs a little bit of area of frontage to lot number 2. And therefore, the only portion of lot number 2 that fronts that private easement is 44.71 feet.
I see it.
And those dimensions need to be, you're right. They need to be consistent.
Why couldn't the lot 1 go straight down all the way to the southern property line?
It was a fire requirement. The fire department asked us to, we have a dimensional requirement.
Reduce the length, okay.
Yeah, with the length of that private easement.
And this went to the fire department, they are okay with this?
Yes,
with it.
Yes, they are.
And there's gonna be fire hydrant or something, or are they requiring any fire hydrant? Do you know that, or is that?
Well, I'm sorry, what is your question?
Do you know if they have required any fire hydrant or anything like that? Or?
No. There's sufficient pressure in the nearby hydrants. No need for a new one here.
All right. To the staff, do we have a lot of flag properties in the city?
No, we really don't. Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. So. So one of the reasons we're doing this is because the county does not want a 50-foot right-of-way going through that, like, pretty similar to, if you look at the aerial map or map in that area.
Excuse me, Sobrato. Lourdes is informed that there may be one or two.
There's one or two, and not a result of platting or subdivision. They've been existing like that. They narrow and then they open up. There's about two in throughout the city.
I know a couple is some in north part of the city. But anyway, so 63rd Terrace coming off of Ludlum has the exact same condition if that right of way was dedicated, is correct? And so county is saying you couldn't do that anymore. 62nd Terrace, 63rd Terrace off Ludlum is exactly the same situation that would have been if we were allowed to dedicate. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So county is not willing to do that because for some 90-degree turns. I didn't understand that 90-degree angle. But
the whole reason county... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
County was not willing to go with the dedication because of the 90-degree turn or something like that you mentioned, Serge?
Yeah, county was not willing to go ahead with the dedication because the street does not go straight through. If you you were to zoom out, or if you were to look at the, I guess, site plan from Google Earth, you'll see that the street doesn't run, you know, straight through. Yeah, you have to go through someone else's property, and it's not what they said is it wasn't feasible. That they wouldn't Miami-Dade Road would not be okay with that. That was a reason for the denial. I think on the other scenarios, the previous ones, your street goes straight through, but this one not being the case, that's why they were not for it.
Okay. Yeah, the properties meet the minimum requirements. It's really the flag properties is always an issue. But if fire department is okay with it, and then, you know, county and the city commission is okay with it. I don't have any issues with it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Prada. Mariano?
Yes, sir. We could spend a long time talking about this, the little things that we see, don't see, how can it be better and so forth. But I look at it from the future. So Brata hit basically a lot of my points that I was going to talk about, because I'm looking at it from the perspective on Google Earth, that entire block, you've got to look at it that way. You just cannot look at just three lots. You got to look at the overall ambience and what's surrounding it in order to come up with a proper design or even a response to this. Number one, in my mind, one staff says that they approve this, that's okay. Now that they approved it, in my mind now is, how can we make this better? What are we not seeing? I agree 100% of not having that extension of the future roadway going to lot one. And let me tell you what my perspective, and then this is something for the ownership to even discuss on that. When I look at one of the sheets, it said that the dedicated, they closed the dedication of 25 feet next to Aurora Gardens on Southwest 63rd Terrace and 65th Avenue. So in my mind, when they say they closed that, who does that belong to? Does that belong to the city, or that still belongs to that owner of that corner?
It belongs to the owner.
Yeah,
it to the owner of that when, corner, right?
Yeah, when an alley is abandoned, half of it typically goes to each of the owners on whoever is abutting the abandonment.
So having said that, I'm glad to hear that, because then my question would be, why is it that we need 25-foot roadway to come into this property for the first two lots? Give me a reason why that roadway could not be 20 feet wide, 21 feet wide, and give me a buffer so next to Aurora Garden so that we can screen those homes along there. That's number one. Number two, this is something similar I did on 57th Court in Southwest 74th Terrace, except we had an office building across adjacent to that, and we screened it right away. But when you look at this thing, the least amount of impact of asphalt that we can have will be better. So if we can have a narrow roadway, have more landscape that we can screen those homes along those area, that will be good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Mariano, 25 feet is the right of way. It's not the pavement.
Excuse me, okay. Mariano.
Then we're good. I thought you said here proposed ingress and egress. Easement. Sorry, I couldn't read it very well.
Through the
computer.
Chair, section 20-3.6 F as in Frank is our section on roadway dedication, improvements, and setbacks. And it states that public roads, right-of-ways shall be dedicated and paved to the minimum width set forth in the city's adopted transportation element or as follows, whichever is greater. And then lowercase e as an elephant states that 50 feet for all other roads unless required otherwise herein. So that's where the 50 foot, that's why he's doing 25, because the other person at some point will have to provide the other 25 to match the code.
I understand what you're saying. That's the reason why. But once that right of way was closed off 65th Avenue, okay, that means that dedication on that 25 feet, why can that be a private road? Why can that be do we have to have a right of way? Why can't it be a driveway for three homes, for God's sakes? I mean, am I wrong? The other thing I look at is, which is not part of the plat, and I know this is going to come back to us eventually, because each lot, as they're going to be developed, will probably come to us for us to look and take a look at. So that's just comments for you all to think about and so forth. On the tree subject, the only thing that I would say, anything that is invasive, if you have the opportunity now to get rid of it, do it now before they become bigger. The sable palms are city protected. Those will have to be relocated. And since I'm seeing the possibility of these lots and where those driveway might be, I would say to the ownership, if you have the money and you're willing to do it, relocate them now while they're smaller. Don't wait the 6 years, even though I believe that you're not going to wait 6 years to develop these lots. So that's the other question. When would you think that we are going to expect these lots to be developed? In the next 6 months, a year from now, what?
So to your question, I'll pull the building permits the day I get the plat, or once I get the plat approved, I'll go ahead for the site plan and building permits. I'm ready to start this yesterday.
I follow you. So my question is, Marcus, this 6 year of holding the trees, because I got to be honest with you, I'm in agreement with Sergio. By the way, Sergio, you don't remember me, but we met before.
Good to see you, sir.
We're here to help preserve our environment, but at the same time, help the developer from that aspect and give us something that is really nice looking and so forth. So my question is, why this 6 year hold?
It's an LDC requirement.
It's
an LDC requirement. Okay. I'm looking for the section now. Here it is.
That's fine. I just want to understand it. I will talk later. Tell me where it is so that I can look it up.
It's in our subdivision section 20-4.2B as in Bravo number 3. The city commission may designate such additional conditions in connection with a waiver plat, tentative plat, or final plat, as will, in its opinion, assure that such waiver plat, tentative, or final plat will conform to the requirements in this section, including but not limited to the following, lowercase a as an alpha, ensure the retention of specimen trees for 6 years and permanently maintain 50% of existing protected tree canopy, but in no event shall the condition be less restricted than what is required by the city's and the county's tree ordinance.
Gotcha. Okay. And the other thing is, I look at 6596, that's another big lot that can come off Southwest 63rd Terrace. And so from my perspective, I can see the adjoining of these two lots from that aspect, that eventually if that becomes another three or four home development, sorry, gentlemen, for the noise of my phone. So basically from that aspect, I'm glad that the right of way was not approved connecting all the way down through lot one. From a conceptual point of view, I mean, as far as the trees are concerned, you're gonna have to deal with them individually, and we will take care of it from that perspective on a one-to-one basis. Otherwise, I don't have a problem with this at all.
I just wanted to add a comment. So in regards to the trees, I think it goes without saying, without a doubt, I mean, we have obviously some invasive stuff. We have some beautiful trees on this site, and so I've been doing everything I can, to work around it. I'll put some money that I think I'll be the first person to say this. I've already planted or relocated two trees onto this site, with hopes.
Whoa. What did you just say?
That I planted two mango trees out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Planted. You did not relocate any trees. Please tell me.
No. I'm adding.
He brought them from another site onto this one.
We have a farm, so I added two trees out here so that everything grows well and settles before. So it has a year.
I'm trying to help you, man.
No, of course.
You moved the trees without a permit. You're dead meat.
No. I know to move it on to here. I know if I need to move it out, I do, but I don't plan on moving anything from this site, because we have some really beautiful trees on the site. So
I would say to you, honestly, get a permit now if you got some trees that you're going to move.
Yeah, the only
ones that... based on what I'm looking at, you're going to have to do it. If you can do it now with a smaller, because if you wait, well, you're not going to wait. You said you're going to do it right away.
Yeah.
And do get an arborist, please.
Okay.
Get an arborist. And I do not like banyan trees on small lots. I think it's a tree that does not belong on smaller lots. It's going to be a problem with the roots and all kinds of canopy and so forth. Mitigate for those and call it a day, okay?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I just have a follow-up question, quick one.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, and this proposed easement, is that going to be a private easement or a public easement, public dedication?
Private easement.
Private, okay, because 25 feet. Okay.
Yes.
So trash, garbage and all that truck would go into this private easement, or is that how it's going to work?
We will, as we move along the platting process, that's another checkpoint that we have to go through at the county level.
All right. Okay, yeah. All right, thanks.
And that is correct. That's one of the conditions I put is that Public Works, our Public Works Department still has to review the application and give us their comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mariano, were you finished?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Sobrano. Some very good point. I think we're missing Daniel. Mr. Guerra, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Chair. My colleagues have hit several of the points that I was considering. I think the one thing I haven't really heard a lot about is the utilities. I don't believe we have sewer in this area. So these three properties will be septic. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then so just the further consideration of that, along with the trees and the tree relocation, obviously we're although we are reducing the site, the lots, they're larger than what the other small lots in the area are. So I suspect you should have the space, but I am also concerned about how power is being brought in, and will you do underground power for all three lots, or what is the consideration there?
Most definitely underground power from the access point, yeah.
Okay, and is sewer close enough where you can bring it to the property, or are we too far away to make these sewer?
If, I don't believe it's available. How far it is, I don't have the atlas with me today, but trust me, if we have it anywhere where it's feasible, we would definitely like that.
I think it's relevant, given the reduction of the properties, the landscaping requirements, and what the drain fields will do, and mm-hmm. clearly the seepage that we're already experiencing is a challenge. So the more of the city we can get on the sewer, the better. Other than that, I don't have any comments. I'm not opposed to the concept of creating more housing and splitting this up. I just want to make sure that we begin with the end in mind and make sure that we do the utilities in a way where we're hardening and improving the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Could you please navigate to the color drawing again, please? And if you could zoom in a little bit on that, just want to get an understanding of, why Miami-Dade is requesting what they're requesting and whatnot. And the other drawing, it seems like the easement was stopping somewhere here, but it's actually going to be here because of the distance that the fire truck, there's a limitation on a dead end for a fire truck, and I believe it's 125 feet. Is that correct?
So the requirement with fire is if the roadway is over 150 feet, so 151, I have to provide a turnaround, whether it be the Y, the T, or a cul-de-sac, and then it has to be a radius of
150 feet.
50, so but basically it eats up like 75 feet of the lot. So if we were to do that, it would just destroy this lot. So that's why we capped it at that distance.
Is this distance here 125?
No, it's not 125. I believe it's 149.
But fire is okay with that. Oh, yes. 150. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fire is okay with that. I had extensive conversations with them.
Let me ask you, because I did a little bit of research into fire. I mean, I it's not just the distance that they have to back out, but also the ability for them to fight a fire within the property. So if the truck only makes it to this point, did they make any comments as to if they could fight a fire from that point?
No, that only applies to larger developments. Forgetting her name, but she was very nice.
Being three homes only.
Yeah, being three homes, they don't look at that. But nonetheless, they had no concerns of fighting any fires for these homes based off the distance. It wasn't a concern. Their hoses measure over 400 feet, so they can get in without issue. I am working on another project where we are facing that, but because it's a larger scale, they have to pull up right up front, and it's different requirements. But for here, there's no concern from fire in regards to fighting any fires or getting around.
All right. And then two separate items, the first one being on a daily basis. Mr. Subara brought up a really good point. How does trash get picked up from lot on the west? I mean, I'm assuming that you're having a gate here, and this is going to be like a gated to separate it from your neighbor?
So in the future, ideally, it would be pulling up onto 65th Ave and dropping the garbage off there.
So you have to have a spot somewhere here for garbage for the...
Correct.
For the two properties at the end, for the three properties, actually, right? No garbage truck is going to go into this spot.
Correct. And I think it just prevents any damage, and it's easier for garbage so they don't waste time going in.
And we will have more specific answers once we go through the TPLAT process with the county. Those questions will be asked, and solutions will have to be provided at the time. So when we come back to the city with after the TPLAT is approved, then we'll have a lot more clarity on those questions.
Thank you. And then in a less technical but more architectural point of view, I think that, if you have entrance number one here immediately adjacent to entrance number two, it seems to me like you guys are going to have an issue there with, people. I know it's just two single properties. It's not a multifamily, but, there's a car parked there for, you name it, Amazon or opening the gate or whatnot, is going to block, a few minutes or seconds, lot number two exit. I just think that they're really, really close to one another. And that could be, an issue on a daily. Just, giving you a heads up for that.
So, God willing, I get lot number one for myself. I think I'm pretty patient, so it's something I'll be willing to overlook. But we've definitely
Understand where I'm coming from, right?
No, I mean, completely.
There's an ambulance there, for instance. If there's an ambulance caring for somebody on lot number one or number two, it's an issue because they're really close together.
Most likely, it won't be gated right at that point for those exact reasons. So, the driveway will extend further into lot one, and, if I decide to gate it, it won't be right there, that segue right next to the driveway for lot number two for that exact reason. So you can have some stacking just in case.
Yeah, but it becomes a contradiction because fire doesn't want you to have that gate further down because then it becomes a deeper dead end.
Fire doesn't care about the gate. The only thing fire doesn't want is for the roadway to extend 150 feet. So after where you have that number one driven in blue, from there forward, that legally is going to be considered a driveway. Where I put the gate, fire doesn't care. That's irrelevant to the conversation with them.
So it would make a lot of sense if that is the case, as you are explaining it, to have a little bit of distance between the two gates.
Definitely, yeah.
Absolutely. But again, I thought that a gate or some sort of marker would determine how deep a dead end is. If you can keep going, And the fire department doesn't know how deep they can go passing the 150 feet, it becomes an issue for you guys. But from a practical standpoint, the more distance that you can create between entry one and entry two, so that at least if somebody's double parked in the front of one and two can have freedom to enter and exit at any time, then it makes it for a much better condition.
I think we have a better discussion about this when the site plan comes in. Yeah, I mean, those are a very good point. I think site plan, it all depends on how they lay it out and how they do the details. That'll be just...
And I'm assuming, Subrata, that also that roadway or driveway that comes all the way across, who's going to be responsible for maintaining that driveway?
Well, it's private.
It'd be the, between the three. But those, I guess, are things that would be handed down in terms of the agreement.
Here's the thing. This site is 107. This site is 105. Any particular reason for those numbers? So kind of like, can they be 100 feet? I mean, you need frontage of 75. So you could really reduce those two lots or adjust them so that this entrance moves further east beyond this point. You know what I'm saying? Like you have 107 and then here, I'm not sure how wide this is, but this one looks like it's 99. It makes a lot more sense for the west property to be wider so that, you know, these lines actually move away from this line.
Excuse me, this is Lourdes from the Chambers. I see your logic where you're headed with this, but do keep in mind that lot three, it's a corner lot, so that side street setback is, it's a wider setback. So that's the reason why you have this geometry. And as far as the gate and that stacking that you mentioned, or an inconvenience if there's an ambulance between lot number two and lot number three, obviously at site plan, the gate couldn't possibly be at that location where the roadway stops and the driveway begins, because, like you said, it wouldn't function. I mean, what if I live on lot two and I can't get in my house on a daily basis because there's a gate there? So, in all practicality, when the site count comes in, I appreciate you bringing this to staff's attention. Also, since I am here. But obviously, the gate will probably, you know, line up with lot number one, and it looks more cohesive and cleaner, and that gives them room for a visitor on lot number one and a visitor on lot number two, and I still can get in my home. Exactly. He's going to live on one. I guess I'm going to live on two. So, and that way, it keeps peace between the both neighbors, and God forbid there is a fire, then obviously they will still have room if two vehicles are parked right there within that rectangular. The fire truck can still come in. So I think there's a you know,
definitely
lot to be studied with the gate, but the gate will certainly not work at the previous mentioned point. We need that driveway to be shared between lot two and one, or deliveries and so forth, multi-use on that beginning of that flag-shaped lot. But thank you for bringing it up. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and so if that's the case, like, you know, my question still, Bex, is how does the fire department know where 150 feet limit is? Do you put a sign?
We'll have asphalt up front with the easement, and then a driveway will be a pavers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but again, yeah. I've spent over 5 hours with them, and you know, I showed them this exact plan, and they were fine with it.
Gotcha. So, I mean, that will work much better as Ms. Cabrera explained, because then you have all that space for stacking. And if fire department is okay with that, then we're okay with that. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That's an interesting point, and one that we really need to pay attention to.
Yeah, it's something that you guys are going to have to live with. Whoever moves in there is going to have to deal with that. And so we're trying to help you really visualize, you know, adequately how this is going to function on a daily, like the garbage, the deliveries, you know, everything.
A birthday.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Perfect. I don't have anything else. I think we can make a motion. Is there a motion by a board member?
I'd like to make a motion for approval on both. Well, that we have to be have separate. That's right.
Yeah, we need Alex, two separate, separate. Yeah, we need two separate motions with clear, concise conditions or that you want addressed. Okay, if
so
any.
I would like to make a motion for the approval of the first item as per staff recommendation and board member recommendations.
And what are the board member recommendations?
So I.
All that we said, Marcus, I mean, we talked a lot about things here, but I know you want to be specific. Number one, I'll say about the trees, remove the trees that are invasive right now and relocate them if you can. And the rest, I'll leave to the other board members to jump in and add to that.
Anybody second that motion?
I think the other condition you want to mention, as staff mentioned, is the time frame. The one-year time frame with the ability to request an extension from the city commission. So I just want to put that out there, if the motion be amended just to include that condition as well.
Through the chair, that's in the code, right? So does it? Why would we need to include that?
It was in the staff recommendation, and in case it wants to be very, very clear, so that it appears on the resolution, and so the applicant has. Is reminded. It doesn't need to be. It does not need to be.
I was going to say, I wouldn't want to clutter our motion unnecessarily. By the way, I was unable to hear who made the motion, so.
I made the motion.
Okay. If it's in the code, I would leave it as it stands, and then, you know, we'll let the other boards act accordingly.
Thank you.
Did anybody second the motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Sobrada. Okay, let's vote. Mariano?
Yes.
Sobrada?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
And Alex?
Angel, I think.
Angel.
Yeah, it's a yes for me. It's a yes for me.
And I vote yes as well.
I appreciate you wanting to include me, but I don't get to vote.
I apologize. I think we need to make a motion on the second item.
Oh, on the
tentative. I think you still have to read it into the record, Chair. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I read both items into the record at the beginning, but if you would like, I'll read the title again.
You said that we were doing together, right?
On the tentative plan.
Yeah, so the applicant is, the second item is PB-2025-010. The applicant is, once again, the DNA 2012 LLC, location 6240 Southwest 65th Avenue. This is a request for a tentative plat approval.
I move.
Thank you. So we'll make a motion.
I move with the recommendation and the conditions.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Let's vote. Mariano?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Brada, yes. Christian?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
Angel?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you. Thank you all. And good to see you, Mariano and Sobrata, again. We're looking forward to the next.
Thank you all. Okay. Next item is the approval of meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 2nd. Did everyone get a chance to review the minutes? And do we have a motion?
You make it.
To approve?
Motion to approve.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Hearing none, minutes approved. Next meeting is October 21st, 2025.
And for the record, the meeting minutes were approved on a motion by Mr. Guerra and seconded by Mr. Corral. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, staff.
Project. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day.
You guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lourdes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Lourdes and Marcos.